Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. What is that song, Jake? With the birds I share?
Scar tissue, man. Peppers, baby. Dad's DJing today.
But isn't this copyright?
It's a cover, man. That's the whole game.
That's the lyric, with the birds I share?
With the birds I share this lonely view. That's how Altuve feels.
I didn't know that that was the lyric to that.
Yeah, baby.
That's cool. I mean, that's something. I mean, that exists. Yankees are playing the Astros. It's game two of the ALCS in May. And we got lineups, and we got home run derbies and pitching path to victories and a bunch more. And I'm not at the office, and Jake is.
Jim, hey, how are you?
I'm good. I think I need to change my view here in Rendezvous to not... Can't I? I guess I can't just have you.
You just want me, baby?
You want just Jake?
Wow.
Cool, because this is a super delay, and it's mighty distracting how delayed you are. Is this what Trev deals with all the time? Good for him.
We've got producer Zach on the ones and two, BBD Sam floating around, Prizeman Erica here.
That's great. Yeah, now he's tuned up.
Now we're live, baby. Jim, how you doing? You just had a little bit of a situation over there.
Oh, yeah. Maisie, my youngest pup, she pooped, which I'm okay with. It's a conscious decision we make here. Do I let them out into the mud-soaked, rainy puddle backyard, and then I have to wipe them down? Or do I just let them poop inside the house and pick it up? And they hate going outside in the mud, and I hate wiping them down. The problem is she's a stealthy, sneaky pooper, and it's always within 2 feet of me, but somehow I never catch her in the act. And her poops smell like they're 12 days old, but they're fresh. It's like insane. It comes out of her asshole smelling 10 times worse than your average poop. So she got me. I cleaned it up. We're all good.
Maisel, thank you for that treat. Maybe she left that for those Astros, Jimmy. Boop. Do you think?
Yeah, I'm dealing with this fucking dumb asshole, Tony Adams, on Twitter. I hate him. I've called him on the phone publicly to tell him that he's just a piece of shit right now. And, dude, these Astros people, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. He's, like, constantly tweeting at me saying, you're a liar, but he's, like, wrong.
Yes.
He's just wrong. He's like, you're the only person that started the Altuve thing. Motherfucker, Yes Network and Michael Kay did a whole fucking half-hour segment about Altuve with the fucking buzzer before I tweeted anything, before Beltran's niche tweet. You're a piece of shit, Tony. And we've talked on the phone, and like, he cowers when I call him, and he's like, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know that people were sending you death threats. It's like, I'm trying to be civil here. I hate outing people, but he's just you're a fucking loser, dude. I hate this dude. I hate playing the Astros, and I hate this dude. Oh, God damn it.
LeMahieu returns to the top. He'll be playing second base. Stanton at DH. Judge in right. Urshela third base. Tony, you're a loser. We hate you. Torres at short. Ford at first base. Hicks in center field. Sanchez catching. Gardner in left with Monty on the bump today for game two. I hope he heard my cool running speech, and he's ready to go get him today, Jim.
That's probably the first time the audience has seen me. You've seen me do this a lot, but like, I fucking hate these people. Yeah. They're just literally concrete brain dummies. BBD probably wants to eat them. They're just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to block him because just like, I can't let him get me this pent up. He just, dude, do you want to know what he does? He posts this stupid fucking screenshot that he's like, it was when you retweeted this that all the action went. Yeah, dumbass, because we have a huge audience, because we're good at what we do. I'm sorry that Joel Sherman's Twitter doesn't get as much engagement as mine. I'm not allowed to talk about baseball stories because, God forbid, a lot of people are going to listen. That's the whole reason we talk about baseball stories, you dumb piece of shit. Fuck this guy. All right. I like the lineup today. It sucks that Odor's out. It kind of gets weird. But we also called that Gardy and Gary were going to play today, so I'm proud of ourselves. We called this whole fucking thing. Ford, that kind of blows.
Yeah, it's kind of, it got lost in the mental mix last night because there was kind of injuries on both sides, and that was kind of the moment the Yankees took over the game that, yeah, I haven't fully appreciated, like, and there was such a fear factor that Odor was, like, very crazy hurt that I didn't even process, like, oh, yeah, Odor goes to the 10-day today, so Ford's in, and that didn't happen until the Yankees, when they tweeted out the lineup, they said, let's run it back. And I thought that was going to be like, oh, they're running back that same lineup. They're showing their hand that it's their A lineup. And then I totally forgot about Odor. And it's Sanchez. And it's Gardner. So I was like, okay, so run it back. You just mean spiritually play another baseball game that was scheduled for 7 p.m.
Well, I mean, like, let's run back the W.
Yeah.
Maybe they mean let's run back, like, the crowd momentum.
Yeah.
I kind of like how much the players and Yes Network, dude, did you listen to the pregame show on Yes Network yesterday?
I did.
And the postgame show that Michael Kay did?
I did.
I thought they were going to be much more, like, temperate, you know? Like, Michael Kay literally said on his postgame show, there's a lot of people sitting at home hearing that audience today, and they know they got tickets for tomorrow,
yeah,
and they're going to be even louder. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, Yes Network is, like, leaning in. Like, yeah, no one had a problem. I thought that there might be some Yankees or might be some Yes Network that were like, you know, maybe not the fuck Altuve chant. Maybe it was a bit much. Maybe I wish that they would refocus their energy on the team as a whole. No one did that anywhere.
Yeah.
Not players, not managers, not coaches, not Yes Network. Everyone was just like, yep, let's do it again.
Yeah, I wonder, and, you know, we'll probably know these things soon, but, like, I wonder, do they have a series before every meeting and they do kind of Caesar thumbs on stuff? Like, oh, talk about that, lean into that. Because they had their plan and they weren't shy leaning into it. And, you know, I was, Jim, I know we always kill the pregame show, but holy smokes, I think we killed it to the umpteenth degree yesterday. I mean, insane.
While I have this fire about me, but that's
sure,
burnt off a little bit, I needed to get that out, man. I think,
yeah,
you've known for like 2 years I needed to get that out. But when Litke came in, I just kind of shrugged and I was like, yeah, we knew that was going to happen. And there was a lot of people that I kind of respect on Yankees Twitter that don't tune in because you don't have to tune into our show. I don't care. But they were like, what? Litke here? And I'm like, oh, maybe Jake and I are pretty good at this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's people that tweet every single game that I saw them be surprised. And you and I were like, yeah, of course Litke's going to be the first one out.
Yeah. And I mean, it was the exact batters that I had said as well.
Yeah, it was the exact lane. Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And, you know, the double play, Gio was a part of that. You know, I'll take a Tyler Wade slide, snag that line drive, but that kind of wasn't what I was going for. Stanton home run. It's just if, like, the people in the pregame show know, and if you wonder why they look at you funny if you're not a regular, like, yeah. Someone gave me bones outside the stadium. He was listening. Before I got on the subway, because I had given a big speech about how I thought the energy was going to be crazy. So I just scooted across the street. And then a guy came up to me, and it was pretty funny because still kind of COVID stuff. You can't just, like, tap someone and say something in their face. He just showed me his phone. He was listening to Talking Yanks pregame show. I was like, my man.
Ah, fucking love that.
Yeah.
I was driving home yesterday, and I was stopped in traffic, and this kid, like, yelled my name from across the street. I was like, can I get a picture? I was like, yeah, man.
Get in my car. Oh,
good times. I love it. I love it. And, you know, the chat, someone, Eli Adler was like, there's, I know the haters piss you off. Dude, the amount of love we get is a million times the amount of hate. It just boils sometimes. And I appreciate everyone, obviously. All right. So you have no problem with the lineup today or the order?
No, I mean, I still secretly have a weird thing liking DJ at second, even though it doesn't matter. And yeah, I mean, it's Ford or Wade, right? Which I'm not going to throw my hat in either direction, especially when we're this close to Voit. I mean, I almost do lean Wade, but that kicks DJ back to first, so I don't actually care. You know, we thought the Gardy-Clint thing might happen. Totally forgot about Higgy and Gary because day game tomorrow with Cole. But yeah, I'm fine with it too. It all makes sense.
And again, my what to watch for is going to be similar to yesterday's, Jake, and it's going to be the first four in the order or the first five. I wanted to beat him yesterday with our top guys. Like, I wanted DJ to get on and Stanton hit a homer, and we got that. And Judge worked walks, and eventually Judge gets a hit later on. But that's what I was kind of excited about, is like that top of the order doing a lot of the damage. So I kind of want to run that back. I know it's a little boring. I am interested in Gardy because Clint's been bad, and so has Gardner. So one, if they go into, I said this to you off air today, if they go into a platoon situation with these two until one of them gets right, that's a tough ask for Clint when Gardy has him beat on base running and defense. Like, And you can't say they haven't given Clint like a fair shake now. He basically got majority of the starts. I know early on they sat him a couple games, but if you look at the numbers for the first month now, he got a lot of the run. Like, Clint played, we're a month in, right? It's not like we're 2 weeks in anymore. So it's not like all the Clint stands can say like that they never give him a real shot. Like, you know, he's well into his way of a real shot here. How many games has he started? Did you just pull it up?
I'm on Gardy's page. Gardy's played in 20 games, and some of those aren't starts. I'll get to Clint's in a second. I mean, I do – there obviously is the Clint side of that, but Gardy also has a negative war this year. He's hitting 176. And defensively, he hasn't been full-blown Brett Gardner either. Like, I know he's still –
yeah, but
– he's Gardy, and we obviously believe in him defensively, but some of the special Gardy plays actually haven't happened this year. So Gardy obviously has the base running – he obviously has the base running and defense advantage, but for what they're both doing at the dish, I mean, it's been a God honest push for a little bit because it's both of them are playing pretty bad.
Yeah, but you also have Gardy with just like seeing pitches.
Yeah, I mean, Gardy's got 51 at bats. Clint's got 70. They both have negative wars right now. Like, neither of you are kind of being a net positive right now, which is pretty wild. And yeah, at this point, it's whoever can help the team, man.
Yeah. So how many games has Gardy started?
Let's see. Gardy has played in 20. So Clint has played in 24. He started 22. Gardy has played in 20. He started, let's see.
I
14.
Got 14.
So it's 22 to 14 start-wise.
But they've started in the same game a couple times.
Right.
I'm just saying Clint's got a chance here. And like, if they start platooning, I'm not saying Gardner's going to win the job. I'm just saying if Gardy starts hitting 240, he can win the job.
Oh, they're looking for anything, man.
I know. So I'm interested to see both those guys when they rotate. I mean, this is a righty on the mound. Oh. Dogs are going to go absolutely crazy behind
it. Luis Garcia for Houston.
Yeah. I did some research on Luis Garcia. Okay. I think the Yankees are going to rock him.
Okay. Huge.
He's a two pitch. He's young. He's 20. And that works in with the atmosphere. That works in two ways. You know, either he's going to get incredibly rattled, like we've seen Severino get incredibly rattled in wild card games when Sevy was really young and a rookie, or he's going to have one of those, like, I'm so young and ignorant to this, I'm going to dominate, like Brad
Halsey going up against Pedro back in 2003. Had that in my pocket.
There you go. I mean, this he pitched in the playoffs for them last year. If you remember, he stepped in. I think it was the Grinky start where they pushed him back because he had farts or something. So, yeah, interested to see how he reacts because this is one of the more
unique. But again, no crowd.
Yeah, and one of the more unique environments you're going to see in all of baseball at this point, and I wonder if he's played on the road yet. I haven't looked into that, but, yeah, interested to see. I like your theory. That would be great.
Well, you know, I think we can say without much bravado or whatever that this will be the most hostile environment he's ever pitched in.
You'd like to assume so.
And the fact that he's a two-pitch pitcher, I did love this guy in the postseason last year, though. He only pitched two innings. He walked two and gave up no hits in the postseason last year. Yeah. But, yeah, he's a two.
What's that? I've got him, 18% slider, 14% changeup.
Am I looking at the wrong Luis Garcia?
He's
like
for
five of them.
Yeah, there are a few. 6'1", 244, 24 years old for Houston.
Man, I hope I wasn't looking at the wrong one because I had him up. Yeah, there's like a Nationals Luis Garcia. There's a Yankees Luis Garcia.
I mean, he is heavy four-seam. It's 43%, but it does look like he has.
I thought I saw that the third pitch was only 8%.
14% changeup, 18% slider. 17% cutter. So he's got the two fastballs that go different ways.
Then I was looking at the wrong Luis Garcia.
Okay.
Is one of the Luis Garcia's a reliever? Because then that's who I checked.
Let me go check. I mean, we should know this guy too. Nationals coming to town next. So
yeah. We're going to see another Luis Garcia.
The Nats Luis Garcia, I think. The Yankees have a Luis Garcia as a prospect. The Nats Luis Garcia is an infielder.
Tony bragging that I blocked him now? What a loser.
For Houston, Altuve, Brantley, Bregman, Alvarez, Correa, Gurriel, Diaz comes in. Miles Straw, more like Miles Out, and Castro behind the dish with Luis Garcia on the mound.
Miles out. That was pretty good, Jake.
I mean, I was a little high, and I was trying to figure out the right joke with him, and there was something with straws and recycling, but it just didn't happen. And I was just nervous because, Domingo, why do you have such a big leg kick on a pitch out? But it was still very beautiful end of the day.
Boone was – I don't know if Boone – I was trying to read Boone's lip after that. He was mad about something. I have no idea what it was. Could have been that Domingo did that.
I think it's got to be the leg kick because everything else was perfect. They got another pitch out. Higgy with a good throw, Odor with a good tag. Domingo just had like a long leg kick, like he's throwing a 1-2 curveball with nobody on base, but whatever.
So this guy's a three-pitch pitcher. He's thrown six pitches this season, but he throws three to righties and three to lefties, and the four-seam is what he really rides a lot. So all my scouting was off, and I take back the going to rock him thing. I must have been – I was looking at the long Luis Garcia.
Let's do it either way, man.
I'm into it. I'm definitely for it. I want to do it. I think – do I have the right Luis Garcia that this dude is coming off two good starts, one against the Mariners and one against the Rockies, but they don't let him break like 85 pitches, and he doesn't strike a ton of guys out. But good starts in like, you know, it looks like he's a twice through the rotation guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's got three starts this year and five appearances, so I think he's been hopping back and forth a little bit maybe. Yeah, he's got a pretty interesting baseball savant. He's really good on exit velo and chase rate so far this year, so that's a little scary. Good on whiffs, too. So, interested to see how he looks. Yeah, a lot of baseball fans will remember him from the playoffs. He's got, like, a little bit of a mullet thing kind of
going
on.
Yeah, no, he's – when you're not a Yankee fan
and
you watch this dude, you're kind of into it. You're kind of all about it.
Yeah, he's got the sex appeal. Jim, my – we're rolling a little bit. My what to watch for is just House Money today. I think getting that win yesterday with Cole on tomorrow, I think the Yankees are at the poker table playing with house money. They're like, hey, if we get some big bets, like they're at the poker table and they're up a little bit, and they've got a sports bet ticket that they think is going to cash tomorrow. Like, they've got the second part of our parlay that seems like a winner tomorrow. So they're at the poker table, and they're playing pretty aggressively today. I think you're going to see some big swings. I think they want to give a knockout punch with King Cole waiting tomorrow. And I think on the other side, it's the opposite for the Astros. They're already down a little bit of money. They've got their parlay card in their pocket still, but it doesn't look good. So I think, you know, one of the early breaks today, and I think you're going to see very different body language. If the Yankees get the early break or get on the scoreboard, I think you're going to see them peacock, and I think they're going to be, you know, making big boy bets. Let's make a weekend out of it. And if the Astros, vice versa, if they get the first break, I think you're going to see a little relief. Like, hey, this has a chance to be national news. Like, if we come to town and all these nut jobs are going insane and we play that bad, like, we're now local news stories across the states. So that's what I'm kind of watching for early on in this one.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. I'd love to, I mean, demoralize them somehow today and knowing they got Cole tomorrow for a day game after a night. Is there any motivation for them to come tomorrow? If they would lose tonight, like,
I mean, it's a scary season. I hope we get to talk about that, because then that whole deflating thing that we're referencing, if that happens again, like, if imagine if Cole has a special day against them tomorrow, then it's really national news. So let's dream about that tomorrow. Okay. How you feeling about Monty?
Just need a good last batter, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be the toughest lineup I think he's faced, obviously. I think it's the toughest lineup. I mean, who's Monty faced this year? He faced Tampa. They're not tough, but they're pesky. Baltimore, Tampa, Cleveland, Baltimore. So, yeah, it's a really good test for Monty. And I almost here's my wish for Monty. I hope the first batter gets on base, and I hope the last batter is a fun one.
So you hope the first batter gets on base and you hope the last batter is a fun one.
Yes, because he's had terrible last batters. And he's great. It's almost like he doesn't click until he gets into a bit of a jam, or like he's almost better when he has to make an adjustment. If his first three innings go smooth, he's just going to give up a home run in the fourth. That's like how I know facts about this, like just like the vibe around Monty. Like if he gives up one run in the first and he's got to make that adjustment and then pitch a little angry, he's better. Or like got to strand a runner. If he's just clean, 1-2-3, 1-2-3 in the first two, then I look for the like a lazy home run second time through.
Yeah, there's more moving parts around that than we think. Gary is catching, and we talked about some of the pitch framing and stuff, and Kluber's recent good starts have been with Higgy, so like, you know, there almost becomes a Monty side to that, too. If, like, he, you know, have a nice day today, Monty, because people can point at, well, the Astros, they can point at Gary. And, hey, we've been talking about how angry Monty has kind of been showing up that we didn't know about. Maybe he loves this crowd. This crowd is the energy he's been waiting to get off his chest.
Yeah, and let's transition this into the pitching path to victory real quick, because who's available? Everyone's kind of available because everyone can go twice. Chapman did not pitch. Chad threw 21 pitches, so I could see them in like a four-run game or whatever trying to, but they should use Chad if they have to, especially with Cole tomorrow.
Yeah.
But is there anyone they're going to try and sneak into this game? Are they going to go Wandy to get out of an inning? Because what I'm really want to know is getting Monty out with a win. So who can they go to early? Do you see anyone? Do you think it's just going to be the regular normal crew if it's a four-run, three-run game?
The guy that jumps out to me is Sessa. Sessa's been surprising. We always say surprisingly good, but I guess he's been very good this year. Not like average long relief Sessa. Sessa's had some nice appearances, and he's a much different look than Monty. So if Monty gives you five or he goes through the lineup twice and it's not the prettiest, I could see them going to Sessa, because if he gives you a shaky one inning, it's fine and you got other bullpen options. If he looks good, he could probably give you two. So I'm looking out for that. Or, like, you know, do the Yankees believe in Mike King? Because that's the other pretty nice piggyback option with Monty.
I like that, actually, Jake. I kind of like them trying to sneak Mike King to rest the big guys. I almost think they might try to go, if it's like a four run, they might try to go Monty to King to Chapman.
See how much they could get out of King before it becomes a three run game.
That doesn't like ring crazy to me, because then you save Cole to Chad to Chapman tomorrow.
Yeah. No, it's definitely an option. I do think the only thing that's fully not stopping me on that, I do think Sessa, I mean, 9 games this year, a 1.42. King has been obviously just as good. But I think there's...
Oh, Sessa will get in this game too.
Sessa's been punching dudes out and hasn't pitched in a while, so I think Monty to Sessa seems like it. I think, how about, if they're up, I do think they go Sessa. If they're down, I think they go King.
I agree with that. Sessa just jumped out. We'll probably see Sessa today. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Homer draft.
I got on the board yesterday with Stanton.
Hell of a pick.
Jake, you are up first. You can't take Judge, you can't take Clint.
Good. Let's see. Luis A. Garcia. And you took Stanton and Hixer yesterday. God, you know what? Let's go DJ LeMahieu. You know, we haven't seen the crazy pop out of him so far. Liked some swings yesterday. And hey, you know, man, the team does feed off of DJ, man. Like, when he's hot, it helps. It's so dumb, but the rest of the lineup, I do think, feeds on it. So maybe we get that, imagine a leadoff homer today? Bring the roof down instantly? Break some souls?
My right AirPod just died on me, because that's the one I sleep. I sleep with my right AirPod in.
R.I.P.
I sleep on this side of my head.
Right AirPod.
I like that pick. If you didn't take him, I was going to take him.
Okay.
So I like that pick. Obviously, I'm going to take Judge.
Sure.
He's available. I think you're probably going to take Stan with your next pick, which would be a smart move. And I'm going to take Gary. Gary was part of that 2017 team, and Gary was a good player then.
Wow.
And Gary had a real good ALCS, I think. I don't know. I just remember that one hit. And Gary's, backup catcher right now. He's only playing one of the three. So he's got the motivation. He hasn't hit. His hitting coach is currently in the chat right now, and hopefully that he got sent some, sent some stuff there. And maybe he's like, fuck this. I want to play. And also, I like picking one guy I really believe in and one guy I only half believe in. That's kind of my strategy here. So, yeah, I'm going to go Judge and Gary.
That's good. I like buying into Gary today. That's a fun one. I probably should go Stanton. He just looks good and scary. Yeah, I mean, Stanton's the play. It feels like tomorrow's his homer day, but I'll take him today.
I go with Stanton there.
I think tomorrow's his homer day.
I think they run it back. DJ single, Stanton homer. Why not? Jake, why not?
Be nice. I'm rooting for it.
Zach, whose picks do you like better? I can't see Zach, but I can envision him in my head.
Beautiful.
You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I would like the Gary pick. I wanted to see Gary do something today. Because you're right. He's probably been wanting it for a while. So I like that.
Wow.
In your face, Jake.
Zach, that was some good, that was DJ Zach coming out like, no, but we can hear you.
You like that?
Yeah, that was good.
And I felt
a lot of people asking, yeah, Zach?
Oh, sorry. I felt bad yesterday. I mean, I stand by my pick, but you were right with the Stanton call and I wasn't on it. So I got
it. It's okay. Forgive you. That. It's all right. A lot of people ask me about why I sleep with AirPods in. Because I need noise to sleep and I need loud noise. And if I don't use an AirPod, then it's too loud for Katie. And she's like, turn that down. And I'm like, but then I can hear things. I need to drown out my thoughts.
Drown them.
And the left side goes on the pillow, which is kind of uncomfortable. I've been waiting for them to invent a headband that has, that's flat, but plays music. My mom said they did. She tried it because she has the same ailment as me, need loud noise to sleep, turn off her brain. And she said it wasn't comfortable or something like that. So if anyone knows of a product, I'm interested.
Huge.
Yeah. Over under, it was 8.5 yesterday. It went over. Jake and I both had the under. I think they're going to bump it up to 9.5 today.
Some run scoring. Pitchers ain't as reliable. Yeah, 9.5 is probably the play, so I'll go 10.
Okay. You got to tell me what it is. I can't see the screen.
9.5.
Nice. I am Vegas. I'm going to take the over again, man. Dude, I think the Yankees bats love. Trevor, it might still be in the chat, and this seems like something that he would say is nonsense.
Mm.
But every player that's ever played, if they're all saying the same nonsense to the camera, I don't know, but like they all say, like, you know, when the crowd is in to every single pitch and oohing and aahing about every strike and every ball, it kind of forces you as a player to just be way more intense about every single pitch. And that's how it felt yesterday. It felt like this was the first time that the hitters were like really working the count. They had 8-3-2 counts. They had like, or like 10-3-2 counts. They had like 8 walks yesterday. And I do think like, If the crowd brings that same vibe, I think the Yankees hitters just want to deliver to hear that fucking roar. So I'm taking the over.
Yeah, I like that. This one's a little tricky for me because, you know, it seemed like that game was going to get out of control. The Yankees had the bases loaded in the first, and they were a lot of intense at-bats. It finishes at 7-3. And I mean, you know, if Bregman just eats that ball instead of throwing it, what does the game look like? And, you know, the Yanks had some good bullpen ready. I'll go under today. How about Monty has a nice little prove it I'm back. And, I mean, let's be honest, I hope the bottom of the lineup proves me wrong today, but the bottom of that lineup gets still not as pretty as what the Yankees' bottom of the lineup should be.
True. It's true. Clint was lucky he grounded out with bases loaded, push a run across. Jake, premonitions. Yesterday I said that a play, Gio was going to make a play that would make the highlight reel at the end of the season. Now that double play may make the highlight reel at the end of the season, but I think it's going to be a Glaber focused. So I don't know if it counts, but some people were tweeting that it counted, which I appreciated.
Yeah. It's all part of premonitions. I mean, I think that is, it's probably 70-30 Glaber to start it and kick it. I mean, the pirouette by Gio was tasty. How about those two linking up? There's a conversation picking up for the recorded episode tomorrow of Talking Yanks. We do series recaps. But yeah, no, it's good stuff. It's good stuff, man. What are you seeing for today?
It's kind of a crazy one.
Okay.
Like if this one comes true, okay. Because there's no. Do you think that counts? Maybe that counts to this one. It either happens or it doesn't happen. Mm. You know. I have Gardner scoring from first.
Ooh.
On a DJ gapper or down the line somehow.
Okay.
Like a slow dribbler down the right field line or a gapper that splits left and center fielder, like straight to the wall.
Okay.
And Gardy just was stealing on the pitch and just boom, books it. It's it's a little much like it happens or it doesn't. There's no wiggle room here.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
You got anything?
When I look up and just left of the light in this room.
Okay.
What I'm seeing right now, I'm seeing another collision.
Oh.
Like, I don't think it's hostile. Like, it could just be stolen base attempt, runner comes in, throws on that side of the bag, so there's a little hug that goes on. But I see I see another, a little collision on the field that, you know, both dugouts are interested in. They don't think it's any funny business, but they're interested in it.
Okay. So that's a good one.
I wish when I looked to the left of the light, I saw something different.
A collision.
So that's what I see. It looks like a portal.
Do you have any two guys?
No, that's the only thing I can see. It is two guys.
It's two guys.
Yes.
Now, is there a chance you might be seeing two fans chasing a home run ball?
No, this is super on the field.
And no ump involved.
The ump's supervising.
Yeah.
Like the ump is doing like an MMA official, like, do I need to get in there? Like, I probably don't. But
okay, I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how long was this pregame show? Million hours, because I ranted at the beginning for 10 minutes?
36 minutes.
All right. We'll get out of here. We appreciate everyone for tuning in. Go Yanks, Jake?
I'd say go Yankees.
All right.
With the birds, I'll share this.
What a couple hours for me. I hear my baby's heartbeat for the first time. I pick up Maisie's shit. I scream at a guy. And then we just rip a great pregame show.
Zach, you can chime in. Scar tissue that I wish you
I
saw.
I wish you saw. Just me today. And a bird and the new odd dog. My dog.
Birds I'll share.
Quentin, I love you.
Birds I'll share this alone. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.